Venezuela's media crackdown raises concerns for ministry. Praying for Your Family seminars launch in North America, and churches discover that having purpose results in growth. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Thousands of protesters marched in Venezuela this week over a decision by President Hugo Chavez to silence opposition media. Transworld Radio has an office in Venezuela. TWR's Jim Munger says right now they're operating normally. However,
Chavez has been pretty clear from the beginning what his direction is. He continues to fill out the details. There's no question that he is socialist with a Marxist interpretation. He has stated that openly, and that's the direction he's going with the government.
Could the gospel message they broadcast make them a target? That's yet to be seen, although there are some concerns. Munger urges prayer.
I think we need to pray that God would be glorified through everything that happens there, that God would give wisdom to the church leaders to know how to live and minister in a context that's difficult.
Meanwhile, U.S. President George W. Bush is urging Congress to authorize $30 billion more over 5 years to combat HIV/AIDS. The money would provide treatment for 2.5 million people. World Vision's Bob Zachritz praises the decision and believes they may be able to utilize some of the funding.
What's really effective is public-private partnerships. And we have one of these programs that's funded by the U.S. government to care for orphans and vulnerable children. We started in Zambia.
They partner with local churches to do the work. Zachritz says taking contributions from the federal government isn't stopping their ministry.
World Vision is unapologetic that we're a Christian relief and development organization. So we do the work because of our faith in Jesus. You cannot proselytize with federal money. A lot of our Christian impact is done with private resources.
Zachritz says with 6,000 children a day orphaned because of AIDS, more help is needed before it's too late. You're listening to Mission Network News. Christians and Muslims are joining hands in a trailblazing effort by Compassion Radio. At the request of former Sudanese President Jafar Namiri, they're working to start a university in Khartoum. According to Norm Nelson of Compassion Radio, it's the first of its kind.
The whole idea behind this university is that even though it is being built in a Muslim culture, it will be a secular university, which will be teaching from a perspective of free market economics, human rights, the equality of women.
So far, the government has fully supported their efforts, and valuable relationships are being built.
That building of relationships of Christian academics with Muslim academics is very important. It's a great opportunity for witness to our faith in Christ in that place, and we see that God is using it.
The university could be open in as little as a year. Pray that God's will is done as they plan. Next, classes and materials from Purpose-Driven Ministries are helping a church in Mexico City grow. 75% of their members have taken all four Purpose-Driven classes, and they're also getting visitors enrolled. After hearing of their success, other churches are also getting involved. American-made resources tend to fail outside the U.S., but a few small changes made these materials a huge success. The pastor believes church growth is the product of a church that better understands God's call. And evangelist Sammy Tippett will be conducting the Praying for Your Family seminar in Toronto, Canada at the end of the month. This follows the April launch of the seminar in Napanee, Indiana. For Tippett, it was the first time to lead a church through an entire seminar. Sammy Tippett Ministries plans to conduct 6 more seminars throughout the United States and Canada in the near future. Following the Canada seminar, Tippett will be taking some time off to recover from cancer surgery. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Transworld Radio is making available Eugene Peterson's The Message New Testament, helping biblical texts come alive. Keep it or give it to a friend as an outreach. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828. That's The Message New Testament from Transworld Radio at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.